Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachas, Yoradeya, Chelek Sheni, Hilchas Truma Sumaisrois, Halacha Gimel. We're in the middle of paragraph Hey. In my version, it's the subparagraph Ki Iker HaToiro Hu Eitz Lakoyim. We dedicate the learning today, Leilu Nishmas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Nasi Yaakov, Harini Kaporas Mishkovoi, Zahavaleya Bas Rabbi Avrom, Tzipka Rivka Bas Rabbi Hillel, and all those that need an Aliyas Neshama, and for a complete Refuah Shleima for all those that need it, including Chaviva Chana Basgalia, Noya Nechama Basgalia, Shemet Eliezer Ben Rochel, Yaakov Yeshua Ben Freindel Rechel, Eliana Golda Bas Chana Fega, Ayelet Shoshana Bas Chana Leia, Yisrael Bar Chana Leia, David Ben Behia Shendel Bas Leia, Yehudis Ruchama Bas Chavarus, Sora Yehudis Bas Sora, Avi Vilana Bas Yisbehendel, Sora Rochel Bas Yisbehendel, Gitagenendel Bas Sipoira, Lebaleo Bas Sipoira, Idis Bas Miriam Brindel, Shira Bas Naomi, Elimelech Ben Chayeli Sheva, David Lei Ben Shena, Avigail Brocha Bas Shira Dvoira, David Yeshayo Ben Sora, Aviva Chaya Bas Esther Mindel, Daniel Barak Ben Sora, Menachem Ben Rishabasha, Levi Melech Ben Rochel, Chaya Shafia Shoshana Bas Sora, Hinda Sheva Bas Rochel, Chaya Rezel Bas Shendel Dobro, Naftali Zacharia Ben Idis, Chava Meira Bas Chanesora, Igor Ben Genya, Lei Ben Genya, Hillel Yisrael ben Sora Nechem Yizalman ben Sora Fega, Avigdor ben Sora Chana, Hadassa bas Tchia Chava, Dvoiraleya bas Yente Sora, Chai Gai Nachman ben Dvoiraleya, Ruven Moshe ben Rochel, David Elio ben Michal, Shimon Eloza ben Michal, Michal bas Rivka, Besoich Shar Choyle Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zalnei is going to address why we give the Truma specifically to a Kohen. We spoke about the Torah being the balance between the heart and the lungs, between the passion and the cooling. Ki Iker HaTorah Hu Eitzel HaKohen. Because the Kohen is the main source of Torah, Kamo Shekosuv, as it says in the Bracha, that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Shevet Levi, Yoiru Mishpotecho LeYakov V'Soyroscho LeYisrael, that they are the ones, the Kohanim are the ones, who will teach the laws to Yaakov Avinu and the Torah to Yisrael. K'moshe Kosov, as it says also, Ki Sifsei Kohen Yishmeru Das V'Toyer Yivakshe Mipiyu, that on the lips of the Kohen you will find Das and seek Torah from his mouth. Because the Kohanim are the main ones that draw Torah to Bnei Israel, Shehu Bechinas Ruach Chaim Shebechanfei Horeya, which is like the breath of life in the lungs, Shemamshichin Benesias Kapayim Alidei Birkas Kohanim, which the Kohanim draw upon us when they perform the Nesias Kapayim, the lifting up of the hands to give us the bracha. Shehu Bechinas Shalom, which we mentioned earlier, the main focus of the bracha is Shalom. Kemoshe Kosuv, Valkein, Gam HaTorah Nikreis Shalom. And therefore, so too we find that the Torah is called Shalom. Kemoshe Kosuv, Hashem Oiz Lamo Yitein, Hashem Yevorech Esamoy Vashalom. The Torah is called Oiz, strength, and Shalom. V'alkein tzrichin litein truma l'koyhin. And therefore, we give this portion of the crops, the truma, to the koyhin, shalidezeh mekachin, by doing that, we're connecting it to the Torah, through which we're mekadesh the lechem hasoyedes alev, because the main truma is especially for grains. And by doing that, we sanctify the bread that's going to be produced from these grains, which is what satisfies the heart. So that the food that we eat shouldn't chas v'shalom bring too much excessive passion or the wrong type of passion into our hearts. K'alidei ha-kohen nimshach ha-ruach shebekanfei reya ha-mekarer chamimus ha-leiv ha-nimshach ha-lidei ha-achila. Because it's through the kohen that we draw the Torah, which is that ruach of the lungs, which cools down the passion of the heart, which is fed by our food, the food that we eat. V'alkein tzrichin Yisroel lekadesh achilosam al pi haTorah. And this explains why we are required always to make our eating holy by connecting it to the Torah. Hashem, I have your Torah in my innards, in my intestines. Because through our connection to the Torah, we cool down that fire, that passion of the heart, which is fed through the food that we eat. V'zeh b'chinas netilas yodayim b'mayim koydum achila. And this explains also why we wash our hands before eating a meal, before eating bread. Ki tzrichin l'kadesh es hayodayim b'mayim. We have to purify our hands with water. Sheshom ruach elokim rachefes. Because the Torah tells us that ruach elokim, that divine spirit of Hashem, rests on the water. Bebechinas v'ruach elokim rachefes al pnei ha-moyim. V'alkein al yidei ha-mayim mekatshim es ha-yodayim sheyiu bahem ruach elokim. And therefore, by washing the hands with water, we sanctify the hands. We infuse this ruach elokim into the hands. Shehu ha-ruach shebekanfei reya, which is that ruach in the lungs, shehem keneged ha-yodayim. And we mentioned earlier that the lungs are opposite the hands, like the wings on the bird we spoke about in the previous shiur. Va'oz yochol loses ha-yodayim b'kedusha gedola. And then when a person has splashed water on their hands, then they can lift up their hands with great holiness. Bebechinas se'u yedeichem kodesh, as the pasuk says, lift up your hands with holiness. Bebechinas nesias kapayim, just like what the kohanim do when they want to give us the bracha. Vaydeze nisnasin hakanfei reya umarachna alev, and by lifting up the hands, we activate the lungs, which are inside of the arms, and activate them to be able umaracha final alev to blow their air, their cooling onto the heart, shelo yaziku achila chas v'shalom, so that our eating shouldn't do any harm to us, shelo itoviu achila ribui chamimus alev, so that the eating should not cause excessive fire in the heart. Shelo yiva alev chas v'shalom chutz mi'amida, so that the fire shouldn't end up being too hot. Delo yoikid kol gufa, and as the Zohar HaKadosh says, so it shouldn't burn up the entire body. V'zeh b'chinas truma l'kohen u'maiser l'levi. And now we understand these two steps. First, separating and giving truma to the kohen, and then separating maiser and giving it to the levi. Ki ikar hatzimtzum, because although we explained that the kohen represents the Torah, and the Torah is this healthy balance between the fire, the Torah is compared to fire, haloi koi dvorei ko eishnu mashem, and the Torah is also compared to water. So the Torah has this balance where a person studying Torah and fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah is channeling that passion, that heat, into kelim, into vessels. However, now Rav Nosson Zalei adds, ki ikar hatzimtzum hu alidei halevi. Even though the kohen who represents Torah is a certain degree of tzimtzum, but the kohen is still chesed. The levi is the one who represents tzimtzum, constriction. שהוא בחינת סימצום, כידוע, as is known in ספרי קבולה, כי הכהן ממשיך רוח חיים לקר הלב. The kohen draws that spirit of life, that breath of life, to cool down the heart. Aval ikar hatzimtzum sheyu badrogo b'mida. However, the one that's going to give us the real ability to control and limit the light and the passion in a healthy manner is the Levi. Valkein truma lakohen ein lo shir. And this explains why, as we mentioned before several times, according to the written Torah, it does not specify any amount that a person is required to give to the kohen for truma. Kishon bebchinas kohen hu adayin bebchinas bilti shir. Because when we're in the aspect of kohen, it's without any boundaries yet to a degree. It's without any amount. Rak hachachomim shehim bechinas Torah shebal peh. Heim nosnu shir. It's only the rabbis who give us the oral Torah. They're the ones who recommended a specific amount for truma. 2 from 100, or 1 from 40, or 1 from 60. Ki ikar hashir v'atzimtzum hualidei hadibur shubchinas malchus peh v'torah shebal peh korin ala. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that what really quantifies things, what really places an amount and a constriction, is speech. This is when we speak about a person's das, a person's mind. The mind is without boundaries to a degree. A person's thoughts can be all over. When a person puts their thoughts into speech, that's when they're making it finite. They're putting it into kalim. So Rab Nosson Zal says the main shiur and tzimtzum is through dibur, which is associated with malchus, which is associated with the mouth, which is associated with Torah shebal peh, as the Zohar Kodesh says. V'alkein hachachomim shein b'chinas Torah shebal peh nosnu shir umida gam letruma hanitna lakoyim. And therefore it's the chachomim who are these representatives of the oral Torah, the Torah Shebal Peh, they're the ones who specified an amount, a measurement, even in the truma that we give to the Kohen. Avul ikar hashir v'hamida, but the real place where the Torah makes clear that it has to be a specific amount is bebchinas Levi, when it comes to what we give to the Levi. V'alkein tzrichen litein meiser la'levi. And therefore, we have to give a tenth, 10% to the Levi, kedei letzamtzem ha'lev, sheyia badroga b'mida koroi. And by doing this, we're constricting the heart in order to function in a measured, healthy way. V'alkein b'kol ho'avoyde shel beis hamikdash ho'yo ha'levi mesayei al ha'kohen. And this explains why the Torah tells us that regarding all the different services that the Kohanim did in the Beis HaMikdash, the Leviim were there to help. Kama Shekosuv, V'yilavu alecha v'yishrasucha. They will attach themselves to you and serve you. Referring to the Leviim, to the Kohen. Ki ha'levi oise gvul umida lahakdusha hanimsheches alidei ha'koyen sheyia badrogo b'mida. The Levi is the one who really makes the boundaries and the measurements for the holiness that we draw from the Kohen to ensure that it should be in a healthy, measured way. Shezeo b'chinas ma'shehoyu ha'leviyim menatzchen b'shir al ha'duchan. And this explains also why the Leviim are the ones who would sing on the special platform in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki shir humi sitra de gevura, because song comes from the left side, kemuva, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh. I once heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, that the word Yisrael, we know there's Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. And we mentioned many times, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kohen is chesed, Levi is Gevura, Yisroel is the combination of the two. Yisroel is Tiferes. The Pasuk says, Yisroel asher becho espoer. So the Tikkun Ezra says that the word Yisroel is made up of two words, Kael, which is Chesed. There's a Pasuk, Chesed, Kael, Kol, Hayoim. So Kael represents Chesed, which is the Koyein, and the remaining letters spell the word Shir, song, which is the Levi, which is the Gevura. Ve'ikar hashir hu bechinas midois v'tzimtzum. And the whole concept of a song is measure, tzimtzum, constriction. Shenis tzamtzem horuach shebekanfei oreya shemisham yoytze hakol miagorin. Whereby that air, that breath that comes out from the lungs, that comes out in the form of sound from the throat, and when a person knows how to control and constrict that breath that's coming out of the lungs in the proper manner to conform with the different notes of the song, that's how songs are sung, as we see in actual life. Nimtza Shahashir hu bechinas tzimtzum haruach shebekanfei reya. So therefore, song is an example of this constriction of the ruach of the lungs, sheyenashev kaseder al alev, in order to see to it also that the lungs are blowing properly, fanning the heart properly. Kigam haruach shebekanfei reya tzrichin litzamtzem sheyenashev bahadrogo bemida. Because that fanning that the lungs does for the heart also has to be constricted, has to be done properly, not too much, not too little. Shezel b'chinas avoidas halevi shemesayeas akoyin b'shas akrobonos. This is the concept of the work that the Levi performed in assisting the Kohanim during the bringing of korbanos. Ve'ikar avoidas halevi hu hashir. And one of the main services of Levi was to accompany the Karbonis with these songs, She'oile ve'yoireid banegina kefi mishkal ashir, whereby you go up and down based on the notes, the musical notes of the song. Bibchinas lasois loruach mishkal, as the pasuk says in Iyoiv, that in order for a song to be sung properly, the person has to make a proper balance for the ruach, to balance the ruach, to know when to go up, when to go down, high, low. Hainu l'ruach shebekanfei reya. And again, this refers to that ruach that originates in the lungs. Correct, a point in the chat, that when a person washes their hands for bread and they raise their hands, you're not supposed to lift it above the head. Because the reason for this is that we want to show that we want to receive seichel, healthy seichel, what's within our realm, not what's above us, not what we shouldn't be trying to get. And this also explains why the Levim especially are supposed to wash the hands of the Kohanim before the Kohanim are going to be giving us the bracha. Because it's upon water that this Ruach Elokim hovers. V'alkein ikar hakedush al yodom. And therefore, the main holiness comes from water. Kalidei tavaras halev chutz me'amida mishoim boim chas v'shom kol hapegomim shem kol atumos chas v'shom. Because when a person's heart is burning too much, there's too much passion, whether it's in direction of gashmius or sin, or even too much for kedusha, that's the cause of all sins and all forms of tumah, impurity. Ve'ikar ha'tahar av ha'kedusha litor mizeh Kwalidei haruach shebekanfei rea. And the main thing that helps purify us and sanctify us from these tumas is that ruach of the lungs, shehu bechinas hatoira, shemekarera salev, umetahara salev, mikol achamim esmav gamim, which represents the Torah, which is what cools down and purifies the heart from all wrong type of passion and sin. V'alkein ikar hatara mikol atum sheboilam hialite amayim. And therefore, this is why purification from all types of tumah comes about through water, kishom ruach elokim merachefes, because the Torah tells us the ruach elokim, that ruach of the kanfei rea, hovers over the water. Kamashikosav ruach elokim, as it says in that second pasuk in the Torah, vaydeze nizbatlin kol hatumois haboim alidei chamim asalev, and therefore water is what can eliminate all types of tumah that are caused by this heat, this fire in the heart. V'alkein, and therefore, kishem shetzrichem lehitur b'mayim mituma letara oy mikdusha kala lekdusha chamura, kein tzrichem litboil mikdusha chamura lekala. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to explain a question that many people have. Just as the Torah teaches us that when a person wants to get out of Tumah into Tahara, or when a person wants to go from a lower level of Tahara to a higher level of Tahara, they need water, they need to dip in the mikveh. So too, even when a person is coming down from a higher level of holiness to a lower level of holiness, they also need to dip in the mikveh. Shezeo bechinas chamesh tevilois va'asoro kiddushin shehoyo ha-koyen ha-godol toivel ha-mekadesh b'yom ha-kippurim b'chol eis shehoyo meshana ben kedusha kala l'chamura v'ben chamura l'kala. This explains why the Gemara tells us that the Kohen Gadol throughout the day of Yom Kippur would dip in the mikveh 5 times and go through a washing of the hands 10 times. Every time that he changed from one level of holiness to the other, whether it was lower to higher or higher to lower, there had to be a mikveh or a washing of the hands. Ki afilu kisheyotzim mikidusha chamura lekala, even when a person is coming out from a higher level of holiness, going down to a lower level of holiness, tzrichen lihi toher b'mayim, the person must go through a purification with water, in order to draw that ruach elokim, which is upon the water, so that the major holiness shouldn't do any harm to the person. It shouldn't cause the person's heart to go out of its boundaries. V'alkein halevi yoytzik mayim al yidei akoyin koydim nesiris kapayim, and this is why it's the levi that pours water on the hands of the kohanim when the kohanim are preparing to give the bracha, ki ikar hatzimtzum v'hamida hu al yidei sitra de levi, because the main force that constricts and puts boundaries on things is the aspect of levi. Which is what enables the Kohen to draw upon us that divine spirit of Hashem, that Ruach Elokim, when the Kohanim are giving us the bracha, lekarer halev uletzamtzamoy bahadroga b'mida, in order to cool down that fire of the heart and to constrict it in a good, healthy manner. Any questions? In shul, if there's no levy available to wash the Kohen's hands, can a Yisrael do this? I believe the answer is yes. A bechor takes priority. If a bechor is available, a bechor takes priority after a levy, after the levy. Any other questions, please? Paragraph Zayin, Vese Bechinas Truma. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain to us the amount of Truma, where the rabbis tell us that the word Truma implies Trei Mea, 2 from 100, that's the average amount that a person should give for Truma. If a person wants to do better than that, then they can give even 1 from 40, which is a higher percentage. Or if a person doesn't feel that they want to give that much, they're allowed to give up to a minimum of 1 from 60. But the standard is called Trei Mea, 2 from 100. Shedosh Rabbi Sein is al Trei Mimea, ki hatruma lakoyin kidei lekarer chamimus haleiv mishnei chamimus anakanal. Because as we learned earlier, one of the main reasons why we're giving this truma to the Kohen is in order to connect to the Torah, because we want to be able to draw from the Torah that cooling, to cool down the heart from the two potential types of fire. Dehainu mechamimus shel hakidusha yoysa midai, whether it's a fire, a passion for holiness that's too much, or umechamimus shel ataivas chasishon, or the passion for materialistic desires. V'alkein iso shetrumo hu bechinas ha-toira. And this is why it's also brought in the Zohar Kodesh that Truma represents the Torah. Ki Truma hi oisio is Torah mem. The word Truma is comprised of two parts, the word Torah and the letter mem. Hainu ha-Torah shenitne lemem yoim kamuva, referring to the Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu received up in heaven after spending 40 days there. Ki bechina hanal, hanas al yedei truma, because this accomplishment that's achieved by giving truma, dehainu lekarer chamimus halev, which is to cool down and control that heat in the heart, ze bechinas ha-Torah. That's what the Torah is supposed to accomplish. Ki ikar ruach alikim hamarachif al halev lekara chamimus hanal hu ba-Torah. Because this divine spirit that hovers upon the heart to cool down that passion of the heart is in the Torah. Because it's through speaking words of Torah. And dibur is an expression of this divine spirit, ruach memalala, as the Targum says, ruach hachaim, as the Pasuk says in Bereshis, vayihi odom lenefesh chaya, that Adam became a living being, and the Targum says, Leruach Memalala, a spirit that speaks. So we see again that speech is this Ruach HaChaim. Kama Shikos of Rabbeinu Zal B'Mokam Achar, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 31. Vayideze Mamshichin HaRuach HaChaim Shebekanfei Re'ah. And again, by connecting to the Torah, how? Truma, Torah Mem. Through this, we draw this Ruach Chaim of the lungs that's associated with the lungs, umekaren chamimus halev, and we cool down the fire of the heart, delo yoyked es gufo b'shnei chamimus, so that the heart shouldn't burn up the body with these two negative, harmful types of heat. V'zeo b'chinas truma trei mimeya. And this is why the Zohar Kodesh says Truma is 2 from 100. Meya zebechinas hadibur, shenikra meya. The number 100 represents speech, which is referred to by the number 100. Bechinas meya brachos, shetzrichen levorich b'chol yoyim. As the Gemara tells us, that a Jew is supposed to speak 100 blessings to Hashem every day, kedei lekadesh hadibur, in order to thereby sanctify our speech, ulahamshich ruach chayim ubracha al yodoy, and thereby draw this spirit of life and blessing from Hashem, through this speech, by speaking these 100 brachos, Shehein Bechinas Mea Adonim Shela Mishkan, which were like the 100 posts which supported the walls of the Mishkan. Shekol Zeh Hu Bechinas Malchus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. All of this speech, we said, is Malchus. The Adonim, the supports for the walls of the Mishkan, were called Adonim, all related to Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Hashem's name for Malchus. The word Adon means ruler. Shehu Bechinas Hadibur Shekolo Me'eser V'eser Me'eser Bechinas Me'a Kayadua. This is the concept of speech, which is the sphere of Malchus, which is 10, number 10, from the top down. And the sphere of Malchus is a composition of all 10 spheroids, so it's 10 times 10, which is 100, as is brought in the Tikkuni Zohar, that this number 100 represents Malchus. Vayidei shenoisen lahakoyin truma trei mimeya, and by us giving the coin this truma, which is 2 from 100, by this we're drawing that Ruach HaChaim of the lungs, which we draw through the words of the Torah, in order to cool down the two different types of passion, the excessive fire for Kedusha, and the passion for sinful desires. V'alkein noisnin trei mimeya, and this is why we're giving 2 from 100, kedei lekare shnei hachamim usanal, in order to cool down these two different types of passion. Ki yesh chamishim sharei kedusha, because we know that the Torah speaks about 50 gates of holiness. Ukenegdom chamishim sharei tuma, and opposite them, there are 50 gates of impurity. The word tome, tes mem aleph, with the kolel is bigamatria 50. I'm sorry, tes mem aleph is bigamatria 50, exactly. Vize yodua sheho ikar hu shar hamishim. And it's known in Sifrei Kabbalah that out of the 50 levels, level number 50 is the main one. Level number 50 is much, much, much bigger than all other 49. Shemisho mekablim kol hashorim, kamuva. And as the Arizal explains, it's from the 50th level that the other 49 levels receive their light in terms of within the framework of holiness. Utzrichen lirois lochoy fesitzroi, and we are required to try to control and subdue our yetzer hara, our evil inclination, through the study of Torah. And through the proper study of Torah, we leave the 50 gates of tuma and we enter into the 50 gates of holiness. Sheze ikur bechinas haTorah shenitna lechamishim yoim, k'mayshan onan b'shvuos. This is what the Torah is all about, which was given at the completion of 50 days, as we say on Shavuos, v'hivdaltonu mechamishim sharei tuma v'echnastanu bechamishim sharei kedusha. In the Yotzreis that we say on Shavuos, we say there that Hashem removed us from the 50 gates of Tuma and brought us into the 50 gates of holiness. Kal yidei ha-Torah zoichen lotzeis mechamishim shari Tuma lechamishim shari Kedusha. V'ikar ha-tikon anas al yidei ha-Torah shayidei ze zoichen lotzeis mechamishim shari Tuma lechamishim shari Kedusha hu b'china sanal. And what is this tikon that the Torah does for us that helps us get out of the 50 gates of Tumah into the 50 gates of Kedusha? Dahainu mashal yidei esek haTorah mamshichem ruach halikim. Through the study of Torah and the fulfillment of the mitzvahs, we draw upon ourselves that divine spirit of Hashem, that ruach halikim, lerachef al halev, to blow on the heart, delo yoyked kol gufa b'shtei hachamimus, so that the heart shouldn't damage the body through those two types of heat. question in the chat. Today that we don't give truma to the Kohen, but actually it's destroyed. The trumas and the maestras are chopped up and destroyed in Eretz Yisrael. Is it still having this effect? The answer is, to a degree. Is maaser given from money also achieving this? The answer is yes, to the degree that it can. Obviously, when we'll have a Beis Hamikdash and the Kohanim and the Levim will be in their high, full status, it'll be greater. But today, it's still being accomplished to the degree that we can. Ve'ikara tikun hu bebechinas shar hachamishim, shehu bechinas yoim hachamishim, shehu shvois. And the main tikun of this whole process is the 50th gate, which is the 50th day of the counting of the Omer, which is the holiday of Shavuos, Sheboi Nitna Torah, which is when the Torah was given. Ki bagdusha tzrichin letzamtzem chamimus aleiv shelo yetzei chutz mi'amida. Because within the framework of holiness, we're required to control that passion of the heart, that it shouldn't go out of bounds. Shezeo b'chinas shar hachamishim. That going out of bounds refers to that 50th level, she'efsher lahasigoi, which it's impossible for us to be able to achieve that 50th level. Shafilu Moshe Rabbeinu lohisigoi, even Moshe Rabbeinu did not achieve that 50th level during his lifetime. K'mayshe kosuv, as it says, v'techasrehu me'at me'elokim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was missing a little bit from Elokim. As the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that Kaviyochel Hashem represents that 50th level, Moshe Rabbeinu achieved 49 of the 50. V'alkein osur lirdoi v'lotzeis chutz mi'amida. Therefore, it's forbidden for us to attempt to chase, to try to go up and go out of the bounds that we're allowed to. Shezeu b'chinas shar hachamishim she'yef shel asigoi, which is referring to that 50th level, which is something that we cannot achieve. Kal yidei ha-toyra metzamtzemim ho'oyer shel shar hachamishim u'mamshichem mishom he'ora l'arboim v'tisha shari kedusha. Because through the proper study of Torah and fulfillment of the Torah, we're able to draw from that 50th level into the 49 levels below it in a controlled manner to be able to receive benefit from that light within the realm of the 49 levels of holiness. Shezel b'chinas, this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim when it speaks about the Torah and it speaks about holiness. It says, mezukok shivosayim, purified 7 times 7. Which means 49 levels. Hanemar ba'Torah. Aval shara chamishim, yef shala hasig. However, that 50th level, we cannot achieve. V'osur laharois lalois l'shamen. It's forbidden for a Jew to try to go break the fence, go beyond the fence, and try to go up to that 50th level. Ki zeo b'chinas chutz mi'amida. That's considered to be out of bounds for us. The Arizal does tell us, we know the Gemara says, Gedoilim tzadikim b'misosam yoyser mibechayeyim, that a tzadik is greater after he passes away than during his lifetime, that Moshe Rabbeinu during his physical lifetime only achieved 49 levels, but after he passed away, in death, he achieved the 50th level. That's why the word neshama, the Arizal says, makes up the letters Moshe Nun, that as a neshama, in the form of a soul, he did achieve the 50th level. And the Torah tells us he was buried on Har Nevo, Mount Nevo. The word Nevo is Nun Boi. The 50th level was achieved in it, there. Upon passing away, a tzaddik passed away, it's called Nistalek, to go up. He went up from 49 to 50. ulehepech betuma chas v'shalom. And so too, on the opposite end, regarding the tuma, impurity, tzrichin ali dea toira l'shaber shar hachamishim shel tuma. We have to strive through the study of Torah and fulfillment of the Torah to break that 50th level of tuma. We just celebrated Purim recently. Haman prepared a scaffold to hang Mordechai from where? 50 amos. It should be 50 amos high, because he knew that if he could chas v'shalom hang Mordechai on that scaffold of 50 amos, it would be the end of him and the end of the Jewish people. When we destroy the 50th level of tuma, we automatically eliminate the 49 levels below it. Because the main place where all these levels of tuma draw their energy from is from that 50th level. Nimtza shaydei Torah misaknin shar hachamishim shel kedusha. So therefore, it's through the Torah that we perform the tikkun that can be accomplished for the 50th level of holiness. Dahainu shemitzamtzemim oiroi, kedei shenucha lekabel mishon, al yidei arbom v'tisha shari kedusha, meaning we constrict that light to the 50th level. We don't receive directly from there. We constrict it and funnel it into the 49 levels below it from which we can receive. V'chein zeichen al yidei ha-toyra l'shaber u'levatel shara chamishim shel ha-tuma. And so too, the Torah gives us the ability to destroy and eliminate that 50th level of tuma, shayidei zeh nizbatlin kol shari ha-tuma, which eliminates all the gates of tuma, she'nikosam yishara chamishim, which draw from that 50th level. V'zeh b'chinas truma, shehi b'chinas ha-toyra kanal. And this is the concept of truma, which we said is the Torah, Torah mem, shehu trei mimea, haynu echod echod mi-chamishim. 2 from 100 means 1 from 50 and 1 from 50. Kitzrichin lesaken ulevarer hatvua shehu halechem asoides alev, because we need to try to repair and refine the grains from which bread is produced, which is the most important food which nourishes the heart. Tzrichin levareroi ulesaknoi mishnei hachamim asanal. We said we have to refine it and perfect it from the 2 different types of tuma, the 2 different types of heat. Mechamim shel kedusha yoisa midai, the excessive heat of holiness, umechamim shel sitrachra, and from the heat of the satan. V'chol hachamim oseilu nimtoken v'nistaknen al yidei truma lakoyim. And both of these different types of heat are sweetened and repaired through the truma that we give to the koyin, which is 2 from 100. Dahainu echod echod mechamishim, which means 1 from 50, which shenoisin lakoyin, shemimenu mekaplim horua chayim lekarachamim esalev. And it's from the koyin that we receive the Torah. We receive that ruach chayim to cool down the heat of the heart. Lesakein shara chamishim shel kedusha. And thereby apply the proper tikkun to the 50th level of holiness. Sheyered ho'or bahadrogo ubemida kaseder. So that the light should come down in a healthy, measured way. V'chein l'shaber l'vatel shar chamishim shel atuma. And in addition, to be able to break and eliminate that 50th level of tuma, shehu chamimus halev ma'oid l'hataivos, which is a super passion for sin. Ki kish nizbatel v'noifel shar chamishim shel atuma, nizbatlen kol hatuma yishinikosa misham kanal. Because as we said earlier, once we eliminate that 50th level of tuma, all the other levels of tuma are eliminated, because they all draw from there. V'oz yoytzim e'chamishim shari tuma l'chamishim shari kedusha. And through this, we exit, we leave from the 50 gates of Tumah and enter into the 50 gates of holiness. V'nizbararin kol nitzotzei sekedusha mechamishim shari Tumah. And in the process, we also refine any and all holy sparks that were in the domain of Tumah, in those 50 levels of Tumah. V'nichlolin b'chamishim shari kedusha. And we're able to include them in the 50 gates of holiness. Ki ho'avoinois nishapchen lezechuyois. Because through this process, even our sins get converted into mitzvahs, into merits. Va'oz nas mehem mea brachois. And then, from the 50 of Tumah, plus the 50 of Kedusha, becomes 100 blessings. Shehu shtei pamim chamishim, which is 2 times 50. V'ze zoichin al yidei ha'truma. This is accomplished through the truma that we give to the Kohen, shehi trei mimea, 2 from 100. Shaydei ze nishtaleach brocha ba'tvua. This brings a blessing into all of our grains, Alidei HaKoyen, through the Koyen, who is the source, who are the ones to bless the Jewish people. Bechinas Mea Brochois. This is how we draw those 100 brochois. Question in the chat. Can we give practical advice regarding how a person can figure out and know this middle-of-the-road path in everything, beyond the general advice of Torah and Tefillah? The answer is, one of the very important ways is by reading stories of tzaddikim also, reading how tzaddikim conducted themselves and being able to see the combination of being up in heaven and also down to earth, both. Rabbi Nezal says that a tzaddik has to be able to reach out to the people on the highest level and be able to show them that they don't know anything compared to what the tzaddik is showing them. And he has to be able to reach down to people in the lowest places and be able to show them that they're still very connected. They can easily reconnect to Hashem. Each and every person goes through ups and downs. When a person is in an aliyah, they're able to do more. They're able to accomplish more, and Hashem expects more from the person. When a person's in a yerida, the person cannot do what they were able to do when they were in a state of aliyah. So there are some people that if I can't do 100, then I'm not going to do. For me, it's an insult to do 50, you know. And that's a big mistake. A person needs to know that even when they can't do the maximum that they're used to doing, that doesn't mean that they shouldn't do anything. Hashem still wants them to do what we can do. And that, when a person's in the yerida and they do a certain minimum, that minimum can give them credit the same or possibly more even than the maximum that a person does when they're in a state of aliyah. We know, for example, when it comes to sleep, the Shulchan Aruch mentions different opinions. The Rambam, the Arizal, there are those that say that a person should be sleeping 8 hours a night, that that's a real, complete, healthy sleep. There are those that say that it's 8 hours in 2 nights. Oz Yanuach, Oz is 8. Oz, and then the person will be rested, but the term the rested could apply to 1 day or 2 days. A person, there isn't necessarily one formula that a person can say across the board, and this is where it's important for a person to see that among the students of tzaddikim, there were higher level students, lower level students, and the tzaddik gave each one a different tikkun to know what's needed. When a person is not sure, that's one of the reasons that we go to a Talmud Chacham to seek advice. The whole concept of the word halacha means how to go, which way to go, more or less. A friend of mine asked me a question just yesterday, a person going to Chutz Loretz for the Yontif of Pesach. And the question is, this person lives in Eretz Yisrael. They're going to a place in Chutz Laretz. Generally, people that live in Chutz Laretz keep 2 days Yantif. And their tefillah of the second day is a Yantif tefillah, and they don't put on tefillin. Whereas a person, an Eretz Yisrael person, on that same day is putting on tefillin and going into a car and turning on lights and everything. The question is, what is this person supposed to do? And there are different factors involved. Person needs to know that such a person, if they're putting on tefillin when they're not supposed to, or if they're saying the Yontif Shmon Esrei when they're supposed to say a weekday Shmon Esrei, they're making a mistake. This is the whole concept of the limud of halacha, number one, which is supposed to give us direction and guidance and everything. And if a person looks carefully, and if a person is looking for that guidance, they'll see it. They'll see it in the Shulchan Aruch. They'll see it throughout the Torah, the entire Torah, every facet of their learning. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, V'loi ha-medrash shoiker ela ha-maisa. A person, and again, Rav Nosson Zal says, that especially when a person translates their learning into tefillah, that's what really completes the process. A person who does that will be guided and directed by Hashem to be able to know what's too little, what's too much, what's the right amount. I saw a question that was mentioned earlier in the chat that isn't it brought that the Likutei Tefillos is associated with the 50th level of Kedusha? The answer is that Rav Nosson Zal in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, in Likutei Halachos, goes into a discussion explaining and showing how when a person is zeichet to take what they learn and turn it into tefillah, that's connecting to that 50th level, that Shara Chamishim of Kedusha, in a healthy, again, just like we spoke about here, drawing the light from the 50th level down into the other 49 levels. We should be zeichet to learn the Torah properly and to daven properly and shimush chachamim, watching and listening to how Talmidei Chachamim live. That's one of the Gemara says Godol Shimusha Yosem Limuda, that sometimes being able to watch or learn about how a Talmud Chacham behaves is one of the ways that a person really gets to know. And here again, a biography, a story of the life of a true Talmud Chacham, a true tzaddik, those are things where we can glean lessons in terms of exactly what the highest levels are sometimes, and at the same time to watch how these Talmidei Chachamim interact with the Tzibur, how they interact with people, with students, to be able to know that sometimes what applies to the Rebbe doesn't apply to the student in the same manner. We know, for example, Rabbi Nizal said that in his youth he was in the habit of making vows, making nedarim, in order to force himself to push himself to the maximum. And Rav Nosson Zal asked him respectfully, but isn't it written that a person shouldn't make nedarim, that it's very dangerous? And Rav Nosson Zal said, yes, that's for shlemazels like you. Now, Rav Nosson Zal loved Rav Nosson Zal, loved him and respected him. Rav Nosson Zal referred to him, we just learned yesterday in the Sunday Shir of Chaim Aran, that Rav Nosson Zal referred to Rav Nosson Zal as a tzaddik. But again, it needed to be clear that among tzaddikim there are different levels. And sometimes there could be something that's forbidden for one person and for another person could be permitted and could be a mitzvah. Person needs to know. Rabbi Nizal himself said about his own life that in his youth he had learned Sfarim, which taught that if a person wants to reach high levels of holiness, you have to break the body. You have to break the body into submission. Just like when you want to train a horse, a wild horse, you have to be able to break the horse into submission, that the horse should be willing to accept instruction and guidance of the rider. So Rabbi Nizal said he followed that approach to the maximum. of fasting and sigufim, accepting all types of suffering, bodily suffering. But Rabbein Azal said towards the end of his life, he came to a realization, he achieved a higher level understanding of serving Hashem, and he reached the understanding that tefillah can accomplish all of those things better, quicker, and without the side effects, without damaging the body, chas v'shem. Shbizrecha, to be able to receive all the guidance that we need from Rabbein Azal, Rabbi Nosson Zal, from the Tzadikim, Bezrecha, to get all the benefits of the fire and the water, Bezrecha, to see the Gula Shleimah, B'mehera B'Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.